Hi, I'm Stephanie Verney of Steph Scribe, back with podcast number 3 to talk about writing. And today we are going to first review what you did last week. I gave you an assignment, and that assignment was to write down at least 3 books, writers, whatever, that have inspired you the most. And with that list, I hope you did some reflection and, you know, dug in there a little bit to try to find out why those books were so meaningful to you. And if you can come away with, you know, some people who inspire you, that may get you going. I know it does for me, especially when I think about some of the books that I've loved so much and why I love them. And even as I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to write next, I have an idea, but I'm not quite there yet to start writing. It's just a great place to begin and think about what type of storytelling you want to engage in for the next bit of time while you are writing this book. So today what I want to talk about is a continuation of that inspiration and basically focus in on a particular movie that I just saw, Little Women, in the theater with Meryl Streep and Laura Dern. It's a great, great movie based on a wonderful book by Louisa May Alcott, and I thought they did an excellent job depicting that story. Jo March is the main character, and she is a writer. And there are a few things that inspired me in that particular story. One is, you know, modern technology is so great for us as writers, and we, you know, we probably take it for granted. The ability to sit at your computer or your laptop or bring it wherever you want to go and be able to write is just so wonderful, and it's easy to edit and easy to make changes and delete and add. And I watched Jo March scribble on her paper as she wrote her book in that movie and thought, wow, I'm really fortunate that I don't have to write longhand anymore. I mean, I remember doing it in high school, writing longhand, and college even. But once computers came into being, I mean, forget about that. I just write at my computer. I know there are some people who write longhand and then translate their books to the laptop or to the computer. And one of those people is Gregory Maguire, who wrote Wicked. He writes his books by hand and then transcribes them. But that scene where she's writing by hand, I thought, oh my gosh, thank goodness, you know, we can just write by computer. But it also made me realize just how fortunate we are today to be writers and be able to tell our stories to anyone that we would like. As an independent author, I can put my books out there whenever I want, and I don't necessarily need an agent or a publisher, although I think that would be lovely as well. But right now I'm taking the indie author route and writing, publishing my books myself. And even Virginia Woolf did that. I mean, when she wasn't getting published, she set up her own press and wrote her own books. So we do have the means to do that, which is really wonderful. So, you know, I think we take a little bit of pressure off ourselves as well as writers, just knowing that, you know, we do have the power, kind of like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, you know, to do what we want, click our heels, and yep, we can do it ourselves. We just have to have the want and the need and the passion and the drive to do it. So that struck a chord with me when I watched that film. And then I also was, I think all writers get this way. We feel a little down sometimes, and we are not sure what that next project's going to be or how we're going to get it going. And I was feeling that way. And then I went and saw the film, and I was like, oh, you know what? This is part of me. This is part of who I am and what I do. And I can't discount that. And even if I have mild success as an author, it really doesn't matter that much because I have this need to tell stories. So I think if you can get yourself to that place and be happy with yourself and your storytelling and your writing, you know, write that story and we'll see what happens to it. Some of you may go on and get an agent and go through traditional publishing and get published. Some of you may go with a small press. Some of you may be like me and do it all yourself. But the wonderful thing, you guys, is that we have the ability to do any of those things if we want. So that was sort of my inspirational week this past week, and it got me starting to jot down notes about my new project and what I want to write about, and I'm hoping that you guys are at the same place. So this week, one of the assignments that I'd like you to do is try to write a short synopsis about the story that you want to tell. Be able to identify the genre and the tone of the novel, and you know, maybe even some of your main characters and why they're your main characters. We're not going to do character sketches yet, but we will, and that's super fun. But that will be coming up in a few weeks. But right now, just can you write a synopsis that would sort of be the just the preliminary foundation of what your novel is going to be about? If you can write that in a paragraph, that will help you. And from that paragraph, you can branch out. We are also going to do a couple of exercises with mind maps, and I will post about those coming up shortly. This is all part of the brainstorming session and the character sketching that I like to do. But for this week, let's just focus on writing that synopsis of your idea, of your new story. Write it clearly as you can. Guys, this is all subject to change. Anything here can change, but at least this is getting ideas down on paper where, you know, some people have a hard time doing this. So either do it in your, you know, in your Word document or in your journal or wherever you like to sit and be creative. And then next week, we're going to start talking about mind mapping and plot and character and just starting to give you some ideas for the next steps. So hope this has been a little bit inspirational. Joe March, remember, keep her in mind. She wrote on paper. We're lucky. We don't have to do that. I know she's a fictitious character, but it's kind of fun to think about things like that. So good luck this week. Keep writing. I'll check in with you next week. And thanks for tuning in to podcast number 3. Keep writing.